Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob, I'll be singing in a coffee shop tonight. Will you come see me?
Really?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that.
That's selfish.
No, I have a previous
call commitment. In sick.
You're quick with that.
Let's play golf. Can we?
Not today. Although, I think
tomorrow?
The weather's moving past us, hopefully.
Are you off tomorrow? It's supposed to be nice.
What am I doing tomorrow?
That was a yes or no question, avoiding the topic.
I'm trying to figure out my life. I can't remember what
I'm doing.
Let's
get up at 6 a.m., get 18 holes in before 10.
That is not happening, Joe.
I'll come to your house, I'll pick you up with a donut, coffee.
I need sleep.
We'll drive out to Old Stonewall, we'll get 18 in, Bob.
I love that course, Old Stone. I just can't do it. I've asked you, I told you, I have Pikewood on the mind.
I'm ready.
I know, I got to find out dates that match because that's a whole day.
Oh, man, I can't wait. 15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, here's a little tidbit. The New York Rangers have the 12th pick in this draft, Bob, but they also have a choice to take it this year or give the Penguins that pick. If the Rangers keep it this year, then the Penguins get the Rangers' unprotected first-round pick next year from this trade. If I'm the Rangers, I'm taking it this year because I think I'm going to be good under Sully and my pick will be worse next year, right?
Right.
Maybe significantly.
Right, and you don't want to give it to the team in your division. If you do that, that's going to only help them out and you don't want to do that.
But you're giving it to them next year either way.
Yeah, but I understand that. But next year, it should be down further to your logic, which
right.
I think it will be. It won't be that high. It'll probably be somewhere in the 19-20 range. And again, those are hit or miss, and it may take a long time before you even know the answer to it. So I'll take it this year.
Me too. And I think that's what's going to happen, although it is curious that the Rangers are taking it right up to the deadline. All right, here's another little treat for you, Bob. Our friend Mike DeFabo of The Athletic, do you like him?
Yes, Mike's a very, very good guy, very good reporter.
Yeah, very nice man, I think. Beanie Bishop tells him over at The Athletic, quote, we're throwing in a couple new calls on defense, some new zones, a couple new mans, and a couple new blitzes and things like that. Is this, and he says, obviously teams aren't going to be prepared for certain things. Like, oh, we've never seen the Steelers run this. So this is the anti-Julian Edelman quote where he said, man, I watched Mike Tomlin's defense. They're doing the same things they were 15 years ago when I was playing. You're really going to cover a slot guy with a linebacker again? Like James Harrison used to cover me? I'm adding that, Bob. what do you make of this? Is this just part of doing business for here? Or do you sense a big deal?
I think they should do stuff differently. Absolutely. You want to keep that team guessing on the other side of the ball. So, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. I want to see it in action, but I think it would be good to do more things like, you know, they used to blitz a whole bunch more than they ever did. You know, recently they don't do that very often. They rely on their upfront people, but when that doesn't work, your secondary is exposed. I think sometimes you have to show different blitzes from different areas.
Yeah.
You have to make teams not aware. And then all of a sudden, I don't care how good of a quarterback you are, when you're in that situation, most of the time it works for the defense's advantage. You will come away with either a turnover or some badly thrown ball because the guy's under duress. And he didn't expect it coming from this side or that side. So more of that, the better with me.
The Pirates are coming back with this same horrific, horrific lineup today. And I understand, you know, you want all righties against Skubal. This is one of the worst lineups ever constructed. I don't think I'm overstating that. It's one of the worst lineups I have ever seen in 50 years of watching baseball. The entire lineup, and granted, Billy Cook just got here, Ron's long-lost son. The entire lineup has...
Did you know Ron was in town recently? When? I didn't even know that.
No, he never tells
me. No, I wish I would have known that.
That's
I found
selfish,
out from some guys that never
Do you think
would.
It's selfish of him?
I mean, I would like to see him. Wouldn't he want to see us?
No. Okay. Clearly, he didn't contact any of us. The entire lineup has 17 home runs, which is one more than the Tigers' first baseman, Spencer Torkelson.
Who is surprisingly somewhat available back during this offseason because
he was
coming off a horrendous season. I think there were people out there souring on him in Detroit. Now he has a pretty good year going.
Ready for the lineup from top to bottom.
Here we go.
Nick Gonzalez, Andrew McCutchen, Joey Bart, Alexander Canario.
See, he's in the cleanup spot, and what has he done to earn that? But then again, how many cleanup hitters have they had this year?
He's hitting 100 in June with 9 strikeouts and no extra base hits in 20 at-bats. Yeah. All he does is strike out. So Gonzalez, McCutchen, Bart, Canario, Hayes batting 5th, Kiner Falefa, Triolo, Tommy Pham, and Billy Cook.
When was Pham's last RBI?
When was his last home run? Wasn't here.
It was in April, his last RBI. He hasn't had a home run.
Right, exactly. It wasn't in a Pirate uniform. This is borderline tragic, Bob. And as I wrote in the Post-Gazette, this lineup, in and of itself, regardless of whether you're playing the platoon game, regardless of whether Brian Reynolds is here or not, he's on paternity leave, I don't care. This is a fireable offense for the GM.
Well, again, this all comes back to me more so than managers to GMs. Your job is to supply the manager with a roster that works. They have really nowhere to go here. What are they doing? What can Donnie Kelly or before him even Derek Shelton do with this group?
It's year 6.
Yeah.
And this guy hasn't, Bob, this is a fact. He hasn't acquired or produced one high impact bat in 6 years. Every one of these guys in this lineup tells a bad story either about Charrington or the Pirates. Let's start with Gonzalez, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 pick in a draft that later in the first round, we saw Pete Crow Armstrong. We saw...
That guy's having quite a year.
MVP year. We saw Soderstrom, who was 14 home runs for the A's. Jordan Westberg, all-star last season. Gonzalez, right now, and I'm still open-minded about him, is an indictment of Charrington. Agreed?
Yes.
Next up, Andrew McCutchen. Credit to McCutchen. I just noticed today his on-base percentage is higher than Mookie Betts. But the fact that at 38, he's still carrying this kind of load and is batting at this spot in the order for this team is yet again an indictment of Charrington.
And
right?
If things had worked where you have guys in their system, whether it's Henry Davis or any other guy down there, the game plan was to have Andrew McCutchen around, but not in a prominent role this late into the season. He has a prominent role because he's, number one, doing a good job, but number two, they have no one challenging him.
Joey Bart batting 3rd? That's where a lot of teams have their best hitter. He has 1 home run. He's hitting .235. Canario, we've been through as your cleanup guy. Let's just all pretend together that that's not real. Hayes batting 5th. Key Brian Hayes batting 5th. There are people in baseball who will tell you that Michael Conforto of the Dodgers is the worst hitter in the game this season. Well, guess what, Bob? His OPS is 20 points higher than Key Brian Hayes. This is one of Charrington's biggest flops, a $70 million flop. And all we can do is watch Key Brian Hayes run out there every single day.
And again, you can say to them, well, it's $70 million, but just think if they hadn't done it, they would have had more money to spend. Again, it's how you spend it, where you spend it. at the time, they still had high expectations for his bat, but there were no guarantees.
How many more years before the club option kicks in? You want to take a guess?
Three.
Four. We get four more years of this.
See, and that's way too many.
Unless they find by
miracle. And again, just because he has that contract by no means means that he should be out there every day if he's not worthy of it.
Right.
You have to make changes at some point. You have to not be afraid to do it and eat money if need be.
Batting sixth, Kiner Falefa. He's slumping horribly in June. One extra base hit and 43 at-bats, but he is having a pretty good overall season. Which, of course, I said each one of these stories reflects poorly on either Cherington or the team or both. Of course, therefore, he's likely first on the trade block because the Pirates, right?
Correct.
Next, Triola. He's hitting 182. He should be playing over Hayes because he's actually hitting well right now, but he's hitting 182. And then Tommy Pham batting eighth, a total embarrassment and outrage that this guy's still on the team, let alone playing. Let alone they're putting him and this lineup out there for the world to see against maybe the best pitcher in baseball if it's not Skeens.
So over and under, how many hits and runs do they get today? If you had to make a against Tarik Skubal.
3.5 would be my over-under hits.
Oh, hits. I was going to say, if you're talking runs, now that's way under.
I say under for hits. You?
That's too low. I think they'll get more than three hits.
Over under 1.5 runs.
No, I was.
I think he's going to throw a no-hitter. And maybe perfect
he
game.
He might not get the chance. They are going to start the game with a rain delay.
Oh, for God's sakes.
How are they?
Well, we can get this lineup three different times. And then batting.
Well, that means the second game is going to be pushed back, right? Whatever time that was,
right,
Sean? That can't be. I miss 19 inning games. I don't
Bob,
know about
do you want to drive
I miss
to Detroit?
19 inning. No,
to watch Skubal face off against Skeens.
No.
Wait, they're not pitching against each other.
Pitching on the same day, though.
Against.
He's actually normally he saves this for the commercial break, and you could hear it from here. So quickly.
You could hear
Calliope. And then there's the great Billy Cook.
Well, I don't mind. Give him a chance.
That's fine. Give him a chance. Give everybody a chance. Give Adam Heisdew a chance. Give Brian Bickler a chance. Give Jay Alford
what
a chance.
What else would you rather
give Alexander
do?
Canario
under these
a chance.
Situations, would you
give
rather not?
Give everybody in the world a
would
chance.
You
give
not?
Henry Davis
Who
a chance.
Who do you want to play ahead of Billy
give this
Cook right
guy
now?
A chance. Give that guy a chance. Give, what's his name, Rodolfo Castro a chance. Give Adam
that
LaRoche
was the one
a chance.
Good trade that he
give
made.
Andy LaRoche a chance.
Right?
Give everybody in the LaRoche family a chance, for God's sakes, Bob. Give Travis Swaggerty a chance. Give him a chance. Give him a chance and him a chance and him a chance. How about getting a real player that you can put out there that you know is going to be good?
That's where they fail. They don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it, and they don't want to spend money.
Do the auditions ever end?
On a team that is so bereft of talent offensively, last offseason was crying for major moves, knowing what they had in the pitching department, because I think their pitching has pretty much lived up to what we expected. And yet, they didn't do it, and they pay the price. So here we are.
I'm also, I mean, you know, compared to Tommy Pham, I'd rather see Harry Callis in the outfield. But, you know, at some point, can you just get a guy who can that we already know can play? The auditions just never end. They just never, ever, ever end.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Crow Armstrong, you mentioned him, and the Pirates passed on him to take Nick Gonzalez.
Yeah, they would have ruined him, Bob.
All right, maybe so, but
well,
the kid,
somebody
the kid
else
has a lot of talent. He's a really good player on both sides of it. And he's up here at what age is he, 22? Crow Armstrong, he can't be any older.
He's one of the best defensive players in all of baseball.
And he has 18
now,
home runs or 19 home runs.
He's hitting and stealing bases.
He's an MVP candidate is what he is. How old is he, you ask, Bob? 23.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm the Pirates, I'm calling the Baltimore Orioles, a team that has a bevy of talented young hitters.
It's funny you should say that.
Because they need pitching, and the Pirates have pitching. And so I think there's...
My nephew Danny, whose wedding I was just at, wonderful man, in Canada last week, 2 weeks ago. Congrats to him on all his success. Yes, Bob?
Wonderful.
A diehard Orioles fan. So I texted him last night, did you see that the Orioles just lost an 8-0 lead and lost a game? And he said, LOL, yes. I said, who's a good young hitter your team could deal to the Pirates for Mitch Keller or a really good prospect pitcher? He said probably Colton Cowser. Good last year, broke his thumb on opening day this year. He's probably like 25 in the second year of his rookie deal. He said Jackson Holliday has turned a big corner this year, thank God, so he's pretty untouchable. So how about Colton Cowser?
Jordan Westberg could be another guy.
He could be. Oh, man.
We brought this up with Roman Anthony the other day, and, you know, Chandler for him straight up, 1 and 2 prospects in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Fits needs for both teams.
Please get somebody.
But here's
the
problem when
hit.
You. Yeah, they do. They got to figure it out somehow, some way. And if you're willing to, you know, have a surplus, and surplus is an interesting word there about pitching because it could very easily, you know, if you trade some of the best ones away, you could be disappointed. Then the surplus becomes a deficit pretty quickly. But you have to be bold about this. If they're not going to spend money, and they have to spend money, simple. Spend
he
more
sucks,
money.
Bob.
Who? Roman Anthony?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Okay.
I'm just tired of, like, how much stomach do we have for more auditions? And I feel bad for Billy Cook because maybe he's going to be good, but I just don't feel like doing this anymore.
Well,
Canario is batting cleanup today. Canario in year 6 of a rebuild.
Well, he's not the only one. Hayes is bad at cleanup.
Against the best
Bart's
pitcher
bad at
in
cleanup.
Baseball.
Everybody on that team is bad at cleanup at some point.
If this guy had done his job or at least 1/10 of what the job calls for on the offensive side of the ball over the last 6 years, the Pirates would be putting out an exciting young lineup, you know, maybe with one free agent signing and going out there and battling against the best pitcher in baseball. Instead, they're putting out, you know, the island of misfit toys. You have a Charlie in the box batting fourth, right? You have a train with square wheels batting leadoff. This sucks, Bob.
Well, it's not going to get any better unless they overly go out. And now you have to spend more. And Bob Nutting should be willing to spend whatever it takes. As long as this so-called window is somewhat available, and I still think it is.
That statement, it just...
Yeah, but don't you... Can you make a scenario
narrator,
in your mind?
He's not.
I know that, but he should.
So what's the point of saying it?
I don't know.
It?
You got to say it because it's true.
Okay.
If he wants to win, this is the way to win right now. You can't do it with your own prospects. There are none other than Connor Griffin, and Tamar Johnson may fall behind him soon. That's it. You don't have anybody else knocking on the door as a potential superstar. So in the meantime, go out and get some. Spend some money. Do you like winning? What does winning do? I always say that winning is the best promotion there is in terms of getting money back.
I know.
Back.
We've all said it. It's like the auditions. But I've already tuned it out. What am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say?
There's nothing to say anymore.
It's the same thing over and over again.
And another audition. Billy Cook, come on out. Come on down, Billy Cook. You're right. Everything you say is right.
I'm sick of it too, but I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Bob, we talked about this last week. Speaking of the island of misfit toys, who made you the saddest? Was it the square-wheeled train? Was it the grounded airplane? Was it the Charlie in the box? The spotted elephant, perhaps?
No, the Charlie in the box.
The jelly pistol? That was really sad. The ostrich riding cowboy? Remember that?
I remember that. That was a little misfit, yes. I think it's the Jack in the box. The Charlie in the box. Yeah. Just, I mean, the one thing you need is some springs there. You need to be popped up, and if you can't do that, then it's a sad state of affairs.
Sean, the jelly shooting pistol was... was really sad. And the grounded airplane was not good, right?
This is all lost on me. I never
watched it.
You're too young.
No.
You choose not to watch.
Yeah. The poor little Dolly, too, Bob. What was wrong with her? I can't remember. There was something horribly wrong with the Dolly.
I don't remember specifics about the Misfit Toy Island.
Yeah.
Sounds very sad, though.
It's very sad. But not as sad as this lineup. I don't even want to repeat it. And I don't care, by the way, because it's baseball. They could go out and that lineup could blow this guy out of the box and they could score 10 runs. I don't care. It's the worst lineup I have ever seen. And we've all seen some really bad ones for the Pirates. The fact that Tommy Pham is still here playing is an insult to everybody. Would you agree with that?
Yes, he should have been gone a long time ago. Nothing's going to change now. We're here in June. There's only so much of the season left. He still has no home runs, and his last RBI was on April 22nd, 23rd. That's
so
it.
Ridiculous. It's so
but
ridiculous.
But they keep putting him out there because he's on the team. He's a veteran, and he brings something. I mean, come on. The one thing you're supposed to bring are numbers. Everything else does not matter. You can't be a leader if you don't lead by example on the field. Seriously, you can't. I don't care how many years you have in the league. Doesn't matter. What is he leading people to?
Can we get the Bonino call? I just want to hear that. Nick Bonino.
Oh, I love that call.
He's part of the coaching
staff. Bonino.
Yeah, it reminds me of happier times in Pittsburgh sports.
Bonino. I love that. He holds it on. And he actually.
We interviewed that guy. I'm sure you did too at the time.
He was terrific.
I forget what his name was. I want to hear it again. I just want to feel better. And audio,
the
music.
The HBK line coming through and Bonino with a big goal. Voice crack. Everything. You're running out of oxygen. But he held the ending.
He did. I mean, I just love it so much. Oh, I miss that.
That's why you cherish those when you get an opportunity. That's why winning, again, is the biggest thing you can do. It leads to so much more money and revenue. It leads to everything, but you got to win.
How about Tyler Kennedy coming off the top rope on the Nick Bonino hiring? He wasn't a big fan of that.
Not a fan of it because he has no experience in it. You know, his premise was they needed some veteran guy who's been around on the bench. I agree with that, don't you? You have a young guy who's never been a head coach.
Really.
Somebody there who's gone through some things.
Yeah, I guess so.
But they're not done constructing their staff if Bonino's part of it. I don't have a real problem with that.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Is that Sean's family, the Myers Law Group?
Is that you?
Is that you?
Sean?
It is not. Or else I'd probably getting some residuals from that.
Yeah.
Hot storms. Hot with storms likely.
Yeah, could be hot storms.
And a high of 81, a high of just...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.